Welcome to Nevada News. Next on the program today, the topic is Internet sales tax. Our guest, Brian Watcher from the Retail Association of Nevada, plus Samantha Stone joins me with former State Senator Mark Amadei, who has an announcement. So coming up next on All New Nevada News.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Zappos does it when you order shoes online. Barnes & Noble does it when you buy a book online or in a store. They all collect sales taxes that help fund our schools and keep our communities safe. But Amazon won't. They collect sales taxes in other states, but not here. The taxes are already owed, just not collected. Call your legislator. End the loophole that costs our kids millions in education funding. Fair is fair.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how the roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Brian Watcher. He is the Director of Government Relations for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Sam.
You guys launched a massive campaign across the state today. Explain to us what this is all about and why.
Well, what we're trying to do is look at the existing taxes and how they might be more efficiently collected.
On
sales tax. What the issue is small businesses are at a competitive disadvantage, you know, by the rate of the sales tax to companies that are internet only who aren't collecting this tax that's owed at the moment. Right now it's a use tax. You and I owe the tax. And what our language would do in our proposal is to change the collection mechanism so that all stores, just like their brick and mortar cousins, collect and remit this tax.
And one of the big targets is Amazon.
Amazon is one of the players. There are several others, but Amazon is commonly kind of talked about.
How much money in terms of revenue do you think the state is losing to companies who are only selling online versus bricks and mortar?
Well, we had a report done by Jeremy Aguero at Applied Analysis and to look at it conservatively. And we think it's about $32 million over the biennium. That could be more if Congress were to eventually act. They've had the ability to act now since 1993 on this issue and haven't. But we think conservatively Nevada is losing about $16 million a year. And the way our sales tax is constituted, that money is being lost to education. It's being through the local school support tax. It's being lost to local governments through their portion of the tax and to the general fund through their portion. It's our children and it's our local governments that are losing out because our inability to collect.
There's also an interesting situation that personally I went through, which is in, you know, having the ability to negotiate with businesses that are local versus buying things online. I would much rather buy things locally, but if I can buy a product significantly cheaper by buying it online, and especially if it comes with free shipping and if it comes with no sales tax, is this not in some way going to hurt the consumer?
No, I don't think it's going to hurt the consumer. The tax is already owed. There's a responsibility on the consumer currently to pay this tax. You're supposed to go online to the Department of Taxation, fill out a consumer use tax form and send it in. We did some polling on this issue back in February and found that the majority of consumers didn't realize they owed the tax.
Right.
And then when you explain to them what the tax was and that they owed it, it was their belief that businesses should have to collect it like they do everywhere else. You know, 90% of the time, a business collects and remits this tax to the state government. It's not the liability of the consumer. The way internet-only retailers work is that liability is on the consumer. And so the state loses out because it's not our intention to have the state go after, you know, use tax users. But so we want to change that liability from the consumer where it currently is to the company.
I think it's going to be fairly obvious that this will go into the courts. Amazon has been enormously successful in fighting this in state after state. You're aware of that, I'm sure.
Well, Amazon's been successful at looking at other proposals. Our language is the only one that Amazon hasn't been successful against. In New York, for instance, Amazon keeps pushing it up the process, and the courts considerably and consistently say this language is constitutional. And so that's the language we're using. They've been, successful in other states at making sure that they're not liable for this tax, but that's under different language. Our language has been upheld by the court, and we fully expect it to continue to be so.
But do you anticipate it going into court?
I don't know. I think it would be unfortunate if Amazon decided that, you know, to go into court on something that our brick-and-mortar locations are already doing. It's already kind of a burden on our small businesses when their products have to be 7 or 8% more expensive than internet sellers. And so all we're asking for is that all companies in Nevada operate under the same rules. And if Amazon feels they need to go to court to maintain their kind of, you know, created advantage, then I think that's unfortunate.
We got an email that said brick and mortar retailers who are physically present for the shopper have a huge advantage because the customer can interact with a real person. They can seek expertise. They can touch and feel the merchandise. Most of all, they can have it right now and they can make sure it's right for them instead of relying on photos. The only advantage to online shopping is that you can do it in your pajamas, essentially, and you can get things that you couldn't get in your local hometown. If local retailers are service-oriented and creative, they should be able to far outperform the web by working harder.
Well, I think the way technology has developed, you know, under the tax law that we're operating under, didn't conceive of barcodes, much less Google. And so I think it's time to update some of those things. But I also think, too, our retailers are becoming more showcases. You know, they're becoming the experts. You go into the location and you look at the products. You ask the associate, all the specifics on comparing different TVs. If you're in the market for a TV, you're comparing different products. And the retailers really put a lot of investment into those associates to teach them and so that they can be the experts when you go in. And then what we're finding then is consumers say, okay, thank you very much. They leave and they do their comparison shopping as far as price online. And so, the retailers should have to come up with a way to be competitive. We just don't think they should be at a disadvantage because government's unwilling to make the field level.
All right, let's take a break. More with Brian Rocker when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
These are the greatest classic rock bands of all time. So get ready to relive rock at its best with the complete classic rock collection. The 100 greatest classic rock songs of all time on one unbelievable 8-CD collection.
Love is always on, tell more, Mr. Nice Guy. classic songs that live on forever. You can't get this massive 8 CD collection in any store. So let rock rule with a complete classic rock collection. To order, have your credit card ready and call the number on your screen. Do it now.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
There's an easier way inside local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue a conversation with Brian Wachta, I can get it out here, who is Director of Government Relations for the Retail Association of Nevada. And we're talking about this campaign that Retail Association has launched today, along with the Nevada Resort Association.
Well, I can't speak for the Resort Association, right. But I can tell you that for the Retail Association, you know, a large portion of our membership, the majority of our membership, are small mom-and-pop one or two locations. And when they invest in the community, they buy property, they're paying property tax, they're doing things that you would expect small businesses to do. You know, you've always seen a small business on the back of a T-ball sponsorship shirt, and they're at a disadvantage for investing in the community to that level because these internet retailers, the internet-only retailers who don't invest to that level in our community, don't charge the sales tax, don't collect the sales tax, and that's an inherent advantage against our small members.
Well, to play devil's advocate, Amazon.com has a huge distribution center in Fernley, Nevada, and they've made a huge investment in the community, not only in providing jobs, but also community service as well. So I'm not sure that's
100%. Well, and we welcome them to Nevada, and the governor, through his leadership, we have to congratulate him, brought Urban Outfitters to the state this week, and they'll pay this tax. They already will, they already do, and they're still, you know, developing and they're still investing in the community. Amazon isn't investing in the community into that level, and the reason is, you know, through creative tax policies and looking out for locations that kind of create this advantage, Amazon's here and isn't collecting. And all we want to do is the tax is owed, it's not new, we just want them to collect it.
Let me read you another email that we got today. You're advertising the streamlined sales tax on the basis that it will level the playing field for brick-and-mortar retailers. The classic definition of leveling the playing field, is to bring down the obstacles, not to raise the obstacles. You want to raise obstacles to business for the players you perceive as having an advantage. Why is that fair?
Well, I think it's semantics. What we're looking for is all businesses to kind of be treated by the tax department as equal. And you know, whether you want to talk about going up or down, we're looking for the same rules to apply to everybody. And we don't think that's unfair. We think that if everyone is given the same playing field, the same rules and the same regulations, that they should have to then survive on their own merit. But it's a little bit hard for those companies that aren't given the same rules or the same expectations to have to compete on that field. So, you know, call it up or down, what we're looking for is everything to be applied evenly.
The drive to tax internet sales has been kept way off the public radar screen. If you were a conspiracy theorist, you could almost say it fits the bill. Task forces have met with representatives from states across the nation without ever making public pronouncements. You'd have to search pretty hard to find press coverage about the internet sales tax. It's been going on for almost two decades. Here in Nevada, the enabling legislation passed in the midnight hour on the final day of the 2005 session with no discussion and no publicity. And a if you read the statute, you will find the words internet sale, you won't find them anywhere in internet sales tax. If this is such a great idea, why the proponents work so hard to keep the public in the dark?
Well, first I can say I wasn't here in 2005, so I don't know the specifics of what went on during that session. But what I can tell you is that it's not really behind the dark. You don't see internet sales tax anywhere because they're called remote sailors. And part of the struggle with this issue is kind of updating those terms that were never thought about in 1952 when Nevada passed its tax law. So you see the term remote sailor. And that way it starts capturing, you know, different kinds of industries, and you don't have to go back and update your laws every time someone comes out with a new eBay or a new Google or a new system of doing something. So the idea is to have our rules be able to match the economic playing field. And the economic playing field has increasingly gone online. Internet sales are a larger portion today than any other time in our history on holiday sales. That's starting to encroach on other things. And the states really, kind of rely on this source of income. It's the largest contributor to the state general fund. And we want to make sure that, you know, all those exemptions, all the loopholes, all the regulations are even and open for everybody.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be right back talking about a Newslink after this time.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Watch Moana Nursery's High Desert Garden Tips every Friday on the News 4 Morning Show. The experts at Moana Nursery will guide you through projects like fall planting, lawn reseeding, and even let you know why your garden didn't produce this year. High Desert Garden Tips every Friday morning on News 4.
In every adversity is an opportunity. Are you facing foreclosure? You have a lot of options. Come into the offices of Laub & Laub. We'll explain to you what they are. We won't charge you to explain to you which one is best. We can help you now.
Let's face it, when a forklift is moving around the warehouse, a garage door can get in the way. And the same thing can happen at your home. Who to call? Thompson Garage Doors. At Thompson, we service all kinds of garage doors and openers. And because our service fleet is radio dispatched, you can count on Thompson to get there as quickly as possible. So when you have a problem with your garage door, experts you can trust. Thompson Garage Doors.
Hi, I'm Jamie Cogburn. Not only did I grow up here, I graduated from UNR, and my family still lives here today. We've helped hundreds of families modify their mortgage and avoid bankruptcy. We can help you if you call us today.
News 4 app, now available for both the iPhone and Android devices. The News 4 app gives instant breaking news updates with push notifications. Go to the App Store or Android Market and search My News 4 to download the app for free.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program former State Senator Mark Amadei. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
I understand you have an announcement today.
Yep. Today, after a lot of homework and checking with folks and looking at numbers and kind of seeing how this Nevada on steroids in the coming election cycle is going to work out, we're going to make an announcement today, this morning at a 10 o'clock press conference, that we're in the CD2 race.
And how much money do you think this is going to take to run this campaign?
You know what? That's a good question. The good news is it's going to be a short fuse, about 100 days until early voting starts. That's the good news and the bad news. So I'm guessing that it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $750,000, which is less than what was spent on the last ones, which is well north of $1 million. But somewhere $500,000, $750,000. You got to spend smart. You got to target your resources, that sort of stuff. But it's going to take somewhere in that range, we think.
Let's identify you, because we didn't get a chance to see your campaign fully develop when you were going
right
to seek the senatorial seat. What is the Mark Amadei brand, if you had to brand yourself?
Well, I think it revolves around a few things, Samantha. First of all, it's one thing to make statements. It's another thing to have actually made a difference. And so I think that 14-year effort of working on key issues, being about work product, and blue-collar type legislative effort, which is something that nobody else in the race so far, there's still time for more, I think can say in terms of resource issues, revenue issues, NPRI ratings in the 2009 session, a guy who's taken a look at the issues of the state, lived them and worked them, and so that's what we're going to push in terms of blue-collar person who has lived the issues, worked the issues, and served with distinction over 14 years.
State party chair, at some point you're going to resign that car. Oh, you're going to resign it.
Yeah, the Republican Party will be electing a new state party chairperson at the June 18th meeting in Sparks.
So you've gotten some recognition in rural Nevada as part of that, and certainly in other parts of northern Nevada. But how much name ID do you really have? Have you done polling on that at this point?
No polling, Sam, but I mean, let's be honest. Name ID, Sharon Angle obviously has name ID right now. All the other folks in the race have got work to do. Name ID. Hopefully I don't have as much to do, but make no mistake about it, part of the challenge of this campaign will be to get that message out, create that name ID, and attract a plurality of voters come September 13th when they count the votes.
And speaking of Sharon Angle, she's got tremendous brand. Everyone knows what she stands for, whether they like that brand or don't like that brand, but one thing she does have a tendency to do is force everyone else to the right of where they would normally be. Is she going to force you to the right of where you would normally be?
You know what, Sam, I'm going to run on, I believe somebody last thing said, don't listen to what I say, listen to what I've done. Mark Amaday's got the only person who has proposed legislation that has a spending cap, looks at the other side besides the tax area. Mark Amaday's the only guy in the race ever voted against a budget, 2009, the NPRI stuff. So I think that Mark Amaday's the only guy in the last 10 years that helped pass Warren Hardy bill on protecting fetuses in a drunk driving context. Not only got it out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which I chaired at the time, but got it out of the State Senate in 2007, I think it was. So what you're going to get from me is judge me by my record, and if you didn't like one of those votes, let's talk about it in full context. Happy to do that. But here's what I actually did, and it was not at a time when I was going to be asking for your vote for CD2. I think that's a strong record, right on the issues, and our job is to get that message out to people and hopefully get them to vote for us.
Dean Heller was seen, I think, by a lot of people, certainly when he was Secretary of State, as a moderate Republican.
Yep.
A lot of people were kind of surprised when he became this right-wing firebrand, but I think he was just determined to never allow Sharon Angle to combat him again in that seat, and is now poised, obviously, to take over the Senate seat of John Ensign. Doesn't that have to play into your thinking, though?
Well, I think, here's what I think. Dean's become pretty conservative on fiscal issues back there, and that's because I think that he thinks that's right. You know, in terms of spending money that you don't have, where the country is in terms of debt and the economy right now and the tax structure, when you work till May and June to pay all your taxes, those are issues that I think Dean has. I mean, everybody hopefully evolves. Nobody starts out 15 years ago and says, I haven't varied a bit. There are things that have happened in the last 15 years for Dean Heller and for all of us. So when you say right-wing firebrand, it's like, you know, I don't know that being fiscally realistic is right wing, left wing, or, you know, red wing or whatever. But it's like, I think we've got a lot too many labels. It's like, what's the work product of that vote? And those votes that say you've got to live within your means, I think are things that resonate with people right now, regardless of whether you say it's Tea Party, Sharon Angle, or anybody else.
What's the leap from the state to the nation for an office holder? You have to pay attention to a much broader range of things and develop opinions on a much broader range of things, do research on a much broader range of things. Have you thought that through yet?
Yeah, and it's it is a big leap, and I think that's one of the advantages that I bring to it is the ability to demonstrate the ability to study issues, approach them from a well-versed background studying sense. But the other thing, Sam, that I hope that we're able to get out is CD2 needs an advocate first and foremost, and you don't send the nation down the wrong road to help CD2. But CD2 in Nevada, with what we're experiencing right now and where we're heading for the next 10 years, needs a strong advocate, somebody who can accomplish things and put our interests to the forefront. And I think my 14-year record of that, of the issues that I've taken on, have had some success. So,
you know, this is such a crowded race. I mean, already, yeah. Sharon Angle, USS Cole, former Commander Kirk Leupold, State Senator Greg Brower, Ed the Dove Hamilton, a perennial candidate out of Southern Nevada, and yourself on the Republican side. And on the Democratic side, you have Treasurer Kate Marshall and Jill Derby are both in the race, too. It's crazy.
Well, and you know what? Nobody in the race made the rules. But if the open general election ruling of Secretary Miller stands, then what you're going to have the very distinct possibility of is a winner in that race without a plurality of the votes. But I can tell you that our objective is to go out, message those things, try to overcome the cliches that people have been feted in every single election cycle lately, and go, this is the right thing to do in terms of electing somebody and having somebody go to work for you right away. Because whoever that somebody is on September 14th will be instantly still in the program, as far as you got to sign up again in March, you have a primary again the following June, and you have another general election in November. And we all know there's nothing more vulnerable than a freshman congressperson. So as soon as you get done with that, you start the next one. It's even going to be more challenging, I think, for a Nevada person than it would be in a normal congressional context, this path. But hopefully, if you get that path squared away and you come to the top of that deal in September, you'll be in a strong position to navigate the next 4 years on behalf of the people of Congressional District 2.
And that's where we have to leave it. We thank you so much for being here. Good
thank
luck in the
guys.
Campaign.
Appreciate
it's
it.
It's going to be a very interesting horse race. We'll be right back on the Bad News Makers after this time.
With all the uncertainty around health care, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription, and now I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0096 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
I've been a public school teacher for 7 years.
3 years. 2 years. 11 years.
It's not about how long you've been teaching.
It's about how well your students are learning.
Under Nevada law, if there are layoffs, the newest teachers are the first to go. Our students deserve the best teachers, regardless of how long they've been teaching.
If we lose our best teachers, students suffer.
If we have to have layoffs,
we need to keep the good teachers.
We've got to change the system. It's time to put students first.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Our next broadcast, they send a Ben Kukep. We'll see you on the next broadcast.